Today is Yud Gimel. We are on Yud Beis Amud Beis. So we left off by the Maika Mashmalan, or the Hedrick Tani, but sort of like smack in the middle. So we're going to just get the flow back. So we had the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that during the time you had Kemitza, you had Machshava to eat half of Kazayas, and Machshava to be marked there, another half of Kazayas, Lamachar. You had Pigal Machshava and half of Kazayas for two different things, one for Achila and one for Hatara. It's kosher, because the Mishnah says, Achila and Hatara are not mitzarif. So then the Gemara, start by the Gemara. So Taima, the Le'echol Le'haktir. The reason why this Machshava is kosher is because the Machshava you had is trying to combine eating, which is the human consumption, and Hatara, which is the consumption of Mizbeach. Ha, the deal that they're trying to make now, is Le'echol, if you have Machshava to eat Chatzi Kazayis, that's something that's supposed to be eaten, and to eat another chatzi chazayis, so something that wasn't supposed to be eaten, something supposed to go on the mizbeach, right? Le'echol v'le'echol dover she'ein darko le'echol, that would be mitzarif. That would be the diach. Vaktani, that's the diach from this Mishnah. Vaktani, but that can't be, because a steer of them, because we saw in the ratio of the Mishnah, which is on daf yud beis amud aleph, le'echol dover she'ein darko le'echol, le'haktir dover she'ein darko le'haktir. So that does, if you, le'echol darko, and le'haktir dover she'ein darko Le'echol davar shadakol echol, and also lahakir davar shadakol lahakir. But the mashmos over there is davar shadakol echol in she'ain darkol echol lo. There it says specifically only if you have machshava to eat something that's roy to be eaten. So there, clear is that if you have machshava to eat something that's not roy to be eaten, that's not mitzarif with anything. Right? The diak we just made from this mishnah is that it would be mitzarif. So first the Gemara summarizes is the answer from yesterday. The first Gemara summarizes my Tana. So who's the Tana of this second Mishnah who would say that you can make the diuk that darkel, if you have machshava to eat, even if it's combining things that are supposed to be eaten, things not supposed to be eaten, it does mitzarif. Who's that Tana? Ana Rav Yirmiyahu Hamani Rabbi Elazar. That's Shita Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Machshiv Mechilas Adam. He does combine these two makshavos. The Tanan, because he just talks about the action. Makshava for eating, that's fine. The Tanan, Hakoma Tetzah Mincha, if you did Kemitza, and you had makshava, Le'echol Dover She'ein Darko Le'echol, and Le'haktir Dover She'ein Darko Le'haktir, so Chatzi Kazayis of each, to eat something that's supposed to be eaten, and eat something that's not supposed to be eaten, Chatzi Kazayis of each, so there, the kosher, Tanakam there says kosher, because that's like the first part of our Mishnah, that those two things are not mitzarev. Achila can only be mitzarev if something else is supposed to, something is supposed to be eaten, could be mitzarev if something else is supposed to be eaten. But then comes Rabbi Elazar, and they say, Rabbi Elazar poser, Rabbi Elazar says it's possible. Even here, that that's not supposed to be eaten, that could be combined with something, even if you have makshava on something that's not supposed to be eaten, it can combine with the makshava that's something that is supposed to be eaten. So the diuk from our Sefer is based on Rabbi Eliezer, but the ratio would be the Chachamim. So Abaye Amar, Abaye says, no, afilu tema Rabbanan. You can say even our Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan. Vilo tema, you made the wrong diuk. The diuk you made was, you can combine machshava, something that's supposed to be in, something that's not supposed to be in. He says, no, don't tema hala echol, hala echol chasizayitz, vila echol davar she'ein darkol echol, ele ema hala echol, vila echol davar she'darkol echol. It, where it says here, the Mishnah says, you made the dig, it says, Achila and Hakara are not mitzarif, the dig should be that Achila and Achila are mitzarif. So Gemara says, my kamash malan, that's what we're up to. What's the chiddush of a bias statement? It's that idea that you can be mitzarif, two things that it can be that are supposed to that can be eaten, a chakasi kazayas of one and a chakasi kazayas of another, so written explicitly. Well, my kamash malan, that's written explicitly. Right, the previous Mishnah said, if you had machshava, le'echol kazayis b'chutz, kazayis l'machar. So if I have machshava to eat a kazayis for pigul, and outside a kazayis l'machar, or kazayis l'machar, kazayis b'chutz. So those are clear that they're puzzle. The reason why they're not really pigul is because you weren't covered the matyul kiel chasr. You know, there was a different type of machshava in there, but they're puzzle. And then he says, if I have kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'machar, kachatzi zayis l'machar, kachatzi zayis b'chutz, puzzle v'ein makaris. They combine those machshavos, the different types of achilas, combine. So I have a half a kazayis to eat tomorrow, and a half a kazayis I can eat outside. Those are two different machshavos, but they're both achilos. They combine. So what's Avai telling me that that's a diuk in the Mishnah? It doesn't make sense. It's already explicitly mentioned. Gemara says, "Hosulamali." Why do I need this again, if it's explained and stated expressly in the first part of the Mishnah, why do I need this diuk in the second part of the Mishnah? Right? Hatu lamali. So the Gemara says, and here, this is just to point out, look at the Tosos on the bottom of Yud Beis on the base. Tosos says, Mikan ve'elech ksuva basvarim b'shivas. B'shivas. Whatever's written in the svarim is all mess up. You have to rejigger this whole sugya based on the Gemara that we all remember on Daf Lamed Aleph in Zvachim. That's facetious. So, Hatul Amali. So the Gemara says, why do I need the Diyak again? So the Gemara says, this is going to explain why I need the Sefer. Not going to do this. Okay. This part. So, I'm going to read it the way they change in the Girsa. So it may be different than you actually have in the Gemara or you have on the English side. But the Masifta changes the, in the translation side, he puts together all the different Girsas and changes it. So I'm going to read it that way. I know it may be different. Hatul Amali. So why do I need the Seifa? So if you're telling me I need the Seifa, Ile Echol, Vile Echol, Dover, Shein, Darkol, Echol, Kamash, Mondem, Tzareif, if you're coming to tell me that it's saying that to eat something, and to eat something that's not Derech Lachila, that it is Mitzareif, if that's a Diyuf, no, that can't be. Me Reisha Shamas Milei. We already learned from the Reisha that that's not the case, because it says in the Reisha specifically Dover, Shein, Darkol, Echol. So it can't be a deal to explain to me that I'm could combine something that's supposed to be eaten and something that's not supposed to be eaten. Right? So let's skip a bit. So it goes, Ila Echol. So if it's telling me, if they're telling me that it's talking about the Echol Lahatir, to combine Achila and Haktara, no, me, do you could derisha shom is in the day? I already know that you can't do that. Because I already know from the Risha, because the Risha said, right, the Risha said, so that's not a machshava. So the hashta. So now you see, male echol vile echol dovish ain darkol echol. So we just proved that to have machshava to eat something that's supposed to be eaten, and to eat something that's not supposed to be eaten, you say it's not mitzarif, right? So le echol lahaktik miboy. So if two achilos can't be mitzarif, then achila and haftara can't be mitzarif. The Gemara says no in. I'm telling you about what's the chiddush of the diyuk and the seifa in le'echol u'lahakter itzrichle. It's coming to exclude that achila and haktara cannot combine. Because the sakadai dechamino, you might have thought, hasam, when you have the machshava for eating at something that's supposed to be eaten, something that's not supposed to be eaten, right? Sakadai dechamino, who do lo ki orchi kamachshev. That does not combine because you're having machshava to do something that's not supposed to be done with this karban. This karban is supposed to be, your machshava was on a techila, on something that's not supposed to be eaten. And you have machshava to eat it chutz l'zmano. You say that that's not impactful, because it has no meaning, because that's not an item that's supposed to be eaten. But here, when you're talking about to eat a chatzi kazayis, and to be makter a chatzi kazayis, b'hai ki orchei kamechashev, b'hai ki orchei kamechashev, you're having machshava that makes sense for each item. I have makshava on this item to eat a day later. This is something supposed to be eaten. I have makshava on this item to be put on the mizbeach a day later. Because that's something supposed to, so you're doing something, your makshava is sort of regular for this item. Maybe you think emel itztarif, maybe that should be mitztarif. So kamash malan, that comes, therefore comes our mish to tell me that specifically achila and achila are combined, but achila and hakara do not combine. Okay, that's that. Because right, that was Abaye, because Abaye didn't want to set up Mishnah A like the Chacham and Mishnah B like Rabbi Eliezer. So he comes to this way to say that the Mishnah can even be according to the Chachamim, and therefore the Mishnah, the Deek of the Mishnah, which says the Echol Chatzik Zayis, Lahatu Chatzik Zayis, we say it's kosher. The Deek is that Achila and Haktara are not Mitzdarif, but Achila and Achila are Mitzdarif, because you might have thought that Achila and Haktara would be Mitzdarif, because at least by Achila and Haktara, the machshav is to do to this item what's supposed to be done for this item, albeit at the wrong time in the wrong place, but the same, the action is would be correct. Okay.
And
the pickle? What? Okay. So, start a new parak, which is basically a continuation of new parak. Within the second line of the Mishnah, you'll see the words pickle. So, that was one of the few times, that's probably one of the few questions that would be asked today that I can answer without hesitation. Okay. No. Okay. So, what? We finished the parak. Hajjan Allah kolam alachas. Hajjan kolam alachas. Hajjan Allah kolam alachas. Definitely have to go back.
Okay. Of course.
7 years. A comment, it's a mincha. So someone does kmitza on the mincha. Le'echol shiyareha olahakdir kumtza l'machar. So when you do the kmitza for the mincha, so the mincha, the kmitza, the komitz part supposed to be burnt to the mizbeach, and the left of the rest of it, and the most minachos, are eaten by the kohanim. So while doing the kmitza, he has kavana to eat the leftovers tomorrow, or he has kavana to take this kmitza part and put it on the mizbeach tomorrow. Well, that's pigul. So mode Rabbi Yossi b'zeshu pigul v'chayel v'karis. Rabbi Yossi agrees to the Chachamim that this is pigul and yichayev karis. Why does he say moder Rabbi Yossi? Gemara says, because we have the next statement in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi argues. But if I do kmitza, now remember, on the mincha, there's two parts that are getting burnt. The kmitza is getting burnt, and you take the lavona, it's also going to get burnt. Right? You have this pile, and you sprinkle this lavona on top of it also. You take kmitza for one part, you put the handful of the lavona, that also goes on the mizbeach. So what happens if you kmitz the mincha, and you have kavana, lahakter livonasa l'machar? So it's like there are two matirim. There's the kmitza and there's lavona. So I had in the ratio talked about having to have kavana by the kmitza for pigal. What if I have pigal makshava by the lavona? Right? Lahakter livonasa l'machar. Rabbi Yosef Omer pasul ve'ein bo kares. He says it's pasul, but there's no kares, meaning it's not pigal. Right? But chachamim omrim pigal v'chayavim of kares. So chachamim say, what's the difference between lavona and the kmitza? They're both part of the korban. They're both supposed to go in the mizbeach. If I have kavana, if I'm supposed to go in the mizbeach to do tomorrow, b'chay pigal. Rabbi Yosef says, no, there's a difference with the lavona. We'll get to it in the Gemara. So amrulo, Gemara asks, Mishnah asks to chachamim Rabbi Yosef, mashina zeh min hazevach. Why is this any different than a korban? So you look at Rashi. So skip this big piece of Rashi, which is essentially not Rashi. But if you go down to the bottom, second to last line, Mashin a zemin a zevach, which is a zevach, sheshachtu, you shechted it, amanas lahaktir imurav l'machar, it's pigal. When it comes to a zevach, I shecht it, and I have in mind to burn the fats tomorrow, that's also a puzzle. Right? If I should have been, that's pigal. Why in the mincha would it be different? So Amar lahen, so Rabbi Yossi says to the Chachamim, no. She has zevach, damo ubisaro ve'emurav echad. When it comes to the zevach, they're all one thing. Right? So if I have in mind by the emurim, even though it's separate now, but it all comes from the animal. So it's all considered one item. It's one unit. So the machshava will work. But here, by the lavona, eno min mincha. The lavona is not really part of the mincha. Rashi says, mefarsh v'gemara. What that means will be explained in the Gemara. First, the Gemara asks, lamli lemisne moder Rabbi Yossi b'zo. Why in the ratio do you have to say moder Rabbi Yossi b'zo? So the Gemara says, Mishum dekamibayi lemisne seifa. Because I'm going to talk about the seifa. Because it's just distinguishing the ratio from the seifa. Normally we don't do that. Normally you say the ratio, you have no bar plukta, and then you have the seifa which has a machlokas. So still, the language is still a little different. So he says, lamli lemisne moder Rabbi Yossi b'zo. Mishum dekamibayi lemisne seifa. What was the seifa? Which is lahakta levonas lemachar, Rabbi Yossi omer pasal ve'emel karis. Rabbi Yossi says it's pasal ve'emel karis. So mahu detema. So if you had not said mod in the ratio, you would have thought that Rabbi Yossi even argues in the ratio, because you would have misunderstood Rabbi Yossi's reason in the sefer. So mahu detema, you would have thought taima de Rabbi Yossi. The reason why Rabbi Yossi says if you makir the lavona, it doesn't create pigol mishum kosavar emichvagli mechatzim matir. You would have thought that the reason for Rabbi Yossi is you can't make a korban pigol if you only have machshava pigol in half of the matir. There are a few karbanos that have two matirim. Usually matir is because of the blood. By the mincha, there are two matirim, the two things that go in the mizbeach, the komitz and the lavona. So if you would have thought Rav Yosef's reason is that you can't make pigol if you only have makshava by one out of two matirim, then that would apply in the reish as well. The reish is the case we had makshava by the kmitza.
Right.
So we say, no, mode Rav Yosef over there, because his reason is not because e mefaga mechatzim matir. You can be mefaga mechatzim matir. But what's the reason for Rav Yossi? Why Mishnah Ksav Imkal Hachim Matzer? So then I feel a Reisha Nami. Then even the Reisha you would have thought Rav Yossi disagrees and says it's Pigal. Kamash Malon Dibaha Modeh. Kamash Malon that Rav Yossi agrees in the Reisha. So his reason cannot be Ein Mefag Mechatzim Matir. Rashi says Elo Mishum De Meforish Lekamon Ein Matir Mefagel Matir. You can't have a Machshava in one of the Matirim to do the other Matir incorrectly. So right, so if you have machshava and the vona to be makdir the kmitza tomorrow, that wouldn't work, right? Ein mefaglin, ein matir mefagel matir. That's how Rashi points out. We didn't get to the end of the Gemara. So, but now we're going to get to it because Reish Lakish explains that. So the Mishnah says, "La'hakti levonasu lemachar, Rabbi Yosi omer pasul ve'imol karis." It's pasul and there's no karis. Omer Reish Lakish, or Reish Lakish gives the reason for Rabbi Yosi. Omer haya Rabbi Yosi, ein matir b'fagel matir. One matir cannot be b'fagel another matir. So it's Rashi. Rashi is the third top line. Ein avode matir ze, kikon komets mo'eles l'fagel matir acher. Wait. Ein avodos matir ze kikon komets. The avod of one matir, like the komets, is not mo'eles l'fagel matir acher. It does not work to m'fagel the other matir, halavona, v'makshava, shehu m'chashiv halavona v'onavos komets. If you have makshava on the kemitza for the levona, makshava on the levona for the kemitza, it doesn't work. Makshava for one matir cannot be mefagel the other matir. So in the ratio case of the Mishnah, the Mishnah was hakomets is a mincha le'echol shi'areh o lahatir kumtza. The makshava was on the komets itself. The second case was lahatir levonasa lemachar. If you had kavana to during the kemitza to be makter the levona, there Rabbi Yossi argues because one matir cannot have an impact. Well, at least not have a pigle impact if the machshava is on the other matir, right? So Amar Yishlakas, Omer Rabbi Yosi, a matir mefagel matir, v'chein ata omer. And similarly, you must say b'shnei bazichei levona shel lechem apanim. The two spoonfuls of bazichim, the two spoonfuls of levona that come off with the lechem apanim, ein matir mefagel as a matir. Both of them are matir the lechem to be eaten, the two matirim. And if I was mechashev by one of the bazichei levona to be makter the other bazich levona la'achar zmano, there's no pigle. It may be possible, but there is no pigle, right? Rashi says, "V'chein et ha'omer bazichei levona she'im hiktir ha'echad mi bazichei lechem apanim amenas la'hakir ha'echad lemachar eino machshava lefagel." It's not a machshava of pigle. So the Gemara asks, "Ma'an v'chein et ha'omer? Why are you telling me v'chein et ha'omer? You just lead me down the rule. The rule was one matir." It does not have pigle impact if you have machshava for the other matir. B'chein et ha'omer. B'chein et ha'omer is exactly you already told me that. We're just giving an example. Gemara is an example. But that's what Gemara's question right now. Why do you have to do that? Right? My b'chein et ha'omer. So he said, no. Ma'u d'tema, you might have thought that there is a difference between kemitza and levona and the shnei b'zichei levona. The shnei b'zichei levona are both levona. The kemitza and the levona are two different things. Right? So ma'u is a tema, haimu de Rabbi Yosi. The reason why Rabbi Yosi says that the Rabbi Yosi the levona, that if you have machshava by the kemitza for the levona, does a great pigle, mishum de lav mina de minchi. Because the levona is not the same characteristics of the mincha. The mincha is flour. This is levona. It's something different. Ava b'shnei b'zichei levona. But by shnei b'zichei levona, dimino da hadadi ninu. They're both the same thing. Emor fali hadadi. Maybe you would say that in that case, they would have been able to impact each other. Kamash malah, and therefore Reish Lakish comes to tell me, no, there's no difference. Even if it's from the same min, if it's two separate materium, then one matir, pigle makshava on one matir for the other matir, does not have a pigle impact. Right, Rashi says, fine. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, hold everything. That is the reason for Rabbi Yosi. For Rabbi Yosi, that it's different, that this Lavona is different than the Mincha. Why? Umimat is Amart, Taima de Rabbi Yosi, Lavona, the Lav Shum. Umimat is Amart, Taima de Rabbi Yosi, Lavona, the Lav Mishum, the Lav Mina, the Mincha. Why are you telling me that the reason for Rabbi Yosi is not because Lavona is different than the Mincha? That is the reason why it is different than Mincha. Lahakatani Seifa, we have the end of the Mishnah, Amrulo, the end of our Mishnah says, the Chachamim tried to argue with Rabbi Yosi, and they said, Mashinsa min hazevach. Why is it different? Why was the machshava from kmitza and the levona different than any machshava you have on the zevach? And Amar Lahan, zevach damu b'sar ve'mur echad. They all come the same min. They're all from the animal, right? The levona amen mincha. The levona is not like the mincha. So it's exactly the reason. Rav Yossi gave that reason in the Mishnah. Amar says, no. You misunderstood. You misunderstood what Rav Yossi says. Eino min mincha. Here's where it gets hard again. Rav Yossi says, my eino min mincha. What does it mean? Eino min mincha. Eina be'ikuv mincha. It's not part of the mincha that's ma'akev. What does that mean? It is ma'akev. What does that mean? It says no. De'lav ki hechi de'ma'akev lu komets l'shirayim. It's different in that the levona is not like the shirayim. Meaning, the kemitza is ma'akev the shirayim. If you don't do the kamitza, you can't eat the shirayim. But the kamitza does not ma'akev lavona, meaning the lavona can go before the, you can burn the lavona before the kamitza. It's not a process where you have to do kamitza and then do the lavona. The lavona can be done before the kamitza. It's written inside. And therefore, when it says einam mincha, it doesn't mean einam mincha, the reason being because it's a different category. One's lavona, one's solus. It's einam mincha in that it's different. One's it's not ma'akev the order.
Right.
As opposed to the korban, yeah, you have to have the blood, and then you burn it, there's an order. So he says, let's read inside. He says, einam mincha, einam be'ikuv mincha. The lav ki heichad ma'akev lekom to shirayim. Just like, we're not going to say the lavona, that's like the shirayim. The kamad lo mekater komitz lomas alfa shirayim. So long as you weren't makter, you didn't burn the komitz, you cannot eat the shirayim. You would say, hachi nami akeli lavona. You would think that the mincha, so long as you didn't burn the komitz, you can't burn the lavona. No. Ela iboi ha makter bereisha, viboi ha makter bereisha. The lavona can be burnt first before the komitz can be burnt first, and the komitz can be burnt first. It doesn't make a difference. That's the distinction between the lavona and the komitz that Rav Yossi is making in the Mishnah. But it's not the reason why he says there's no pigle. Pigle can be because you're in the machshava from one matir doesn't have impact on the other matir, and that would be the same thing by the shnei b'zichei levona. Let's look at Rashi for a second. So Rashi says, "Einu be'ikuv mincha." It says, "Klomar la'olam reality time mishum the ein matir mefagas hamatir." Like we said before, the reason for Yossi, it was one matir that had an impact, pigle impact machshava on the other matir. La'haki ka'amar levo. This is what he said back to them in the Mishnah. Hazevach. Kulo echad, it's all one thing. V'adam hu matir sa imurim. The zevach is all one thing because the blood is matir the imurim. You can't do the imurim until you do the blood. Hilkach ki chishev al ha'imurim chutz lezmano b'shas avodas dam lav shnei matirim ninu. If I had machshava for the imurim during the time of avodas dam, it's not true matirim. Yet both of them go on the mizbeach. That's the difference I forgot to mention. The kohitz goes on the mizbeach, and the Levona goes on the Mizbeach. The blood goes on the Mizbeach. The Imurim go on the Mizbeach. But he's saying it's all one matir, because there's this order. Aval Levona, einem akeves mincha, einem bechlav equal shirayim. It doesn't have to be delayed. The einem komets ma'akel Levona mihakir, ki heikdem akev shirayim. The komets does not delay the Levona like it would delay the shirayim. Hilkach, havi Levona matir b'fnei atzmo. Levona becomes its own matir. Va'amar ein matir mefagas ha-matir. It's its own independent matir. The emurim is not its own independent matir. It's only after the blood. The lavona is its own independent matir because it can be done before the kemitza. So if it's own independent matir, so one matir, the komitz, can have impact on lavona, and vice versa. The lavona can have impact on the komitz if you have machshava during one for the other. Okay. The rabbanon. Now the rabbanon have to agree that one matir, that halacha, a matir, mefagel matir, that's something apparently that's agreed to everybody. So why do they argue here? He says, again, here there's a kirsa issue. So there's a lot, I think it's in parentheses, it's just taken out. He says, Rabbanon, ki amrinan ein matir mefagil matir. When's that? Hani mili, heichad lo ikavu b'chad mona. Avo heichad, ikavu b'chad mona, kechad on me. No, ein matir mevatil matir makes sense. But the shnei b'zichei levona, I get it. There's one piece, one matir is in one kli, one matir is in the other kli. But here, what happened to the komitz and levona? They were combined. They were all put in the same kli. Once it's put in the same kli, they become part of each other.
Yeah.
The kli is mitzdarif. What? Sorry?
It's one thing.
Yes. The kli is mitzdarif them. Right. And the kli is mitzdarif them. They're all one. It's not two matirim. It's one matir done in two pieces. So therefore, if I have makshava on the lavona during the kemitza, or makshava on the kemitza during the lavona, that would have impact. I don't disagree with you regarding the rule. I disagree with you regarding the application. Okay. This is not an application of shnei matirim, because the kli combined them both. Rashi says, so he gives a different example. He says, "Kegon kivsei atzeres." The two kvasim that are born on Shavuos, right? For the modu bu rabbanim b'seifa de masnisin, that we're going to see in the Mishnah in a moment. Shachat echam in a kvasim le'echam mechaveru le'machar shneim kusherim yeshneim matir mesalechem. Both of them are matir lechem at that time, and they're two separate items. Hasam vade arminon matir mefagel as a matir. There they agree. But here they won't because it's one becomes one matir. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai then asks, Likud Levona, gathering the Levona from off of the Mincha, right? Bazar, if it's done by a non-Kohen, it's pasul. The problem we have here is that Likud Levona, we have four Avodas Adam, right? Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, they match up, excuse me, with four avodas of the Komets. Kemitza, Halacha, Netina Bekli, Halacha, and Hatara. But where does the Levona fit in? It's like an extra, so it cannot be done by a Zar. So I thought the answer would be that the Levona now sort of became part of the Mincha, so it would be the same thing. Okay. Tamar Rav Yana, Likut Levona Bazar, Puzzle. It's Puzzle. Can't be done by a Zar. Right, Rashi says, the typical way was, after you were makir the komets, you went back, took the levona off of the flower, and you were makir it. Can that gathering of the levona be done by a non-kohen, assuming it's far close enough to the side, whatever it needs in the circumstances to be, it happens. So my time of that is possible. So when I ask my time, it's not really an avoda. So Amar of Yirmiya, Mishum Halacha Naguba. Because it's similar to halacha, because you're bringing it close. The kasavar halacha shlo beregel shma halacha and halacha mazar psula. Saying because it's halacha, because what you're doing is you're moving it closer. And we had a machlokas and zvachim with halacha without walking is halacha. Remember they were handing it to each other. Is that considered halacha? So here they're saying that yeah, this is halacha shlo beregel. It's considered halacha, and the halacha is that halacha done by a non-kohen is possible. So this is similar to halacha, and therefore it becomes possible. Rashi says, Mishum halacha naguba, shezesh shelikta, the one who gathers it, v'nitna lekohen, and gives it to kohen, miut behiluch hakohen. He's minimizing the amount of walking that has to be done, even by that small, minute amount. V'halacha achas min avodos. And halacha is one of the avodos. So likut of the levona is pasul midin halacha. It's part of the halacha. So Amar Mavmari says, afana namitanina. We also can prove this from a Mishnah, that it's an avoda, right? Because the Mishnah before was dealing with the pigel by korban mincha, and he talked about the four avodas that you have by the mincha, and he said zeh klal. This was the klal. Kol hakomets v'hanosein bekli v'hamolich v'hamakdir. Those are, if you had machshava during any of those, it could create pigel. Those are the four with avodas for pigel. So now the Gemara compares them all. Bishma komets, and this is what komets is. Hainu shochet. That lines up with shchita. Molich. Walking it, molich nami, hainu molich, that's like walking the blood. Makir, burning the komets, hainu zorik, that's the zorik. Ela nosim bakli, putting the item, the komets, in the kli, what is that compared to? Maika avid, what is that compared to? The Gemara first says it's not comparable to anything, and then the Gemara is going to completely reject that. Ilim, mishum adam in Kabbalah, maybe we say that putting the mincha into the kli is the same thing as gathering the blood into the kli. Where it says, no, there's a difference, right? Ilim, mishum adam in Kabbalah, no. Hasam mimela, by the blood, there's no, you don't do anything active. You just stick the kli out into by the neck, and the blood pours in. But hacha kashak l'varami. Here you have to actually place it, so maybe it's different. It doesn't line up. So ella mishum the cave into sagila dlo avidla must be because you can't do the min. Why is it have a din of avoda? Because you can't do the mincha without it. Mishum kevan to sagila dlo avidvay. So avoda chashuvi. Therefore, it's considered an important avoda. V'al korchach mashvi leki kabbalah. That's why I think compared to Kabbalah. The point being, the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying now, is that something that's indispensable to getting the item to the Mizbeach becomes an avoda. So hachinami, so too by us, gathering the Lavona is an indispensable part of burning the Lavona. You can't burn it until you gather it up. Kevdul sagi la dlo avid la avoda chashuvahi. It's an avoda chashuva. And what avoda can you compare it to? You have to compare it to the halacha because you're bringing it closer. That's you see, just like Rav Yirmiyah said it's halacha, Rav Mari says from this Mishnah, you can prove that it is also halacha. Then we're going to say, no, you cannot prove it from this Mincha. Doesn't change Rav Yirmiyah, it just says that you can't prove it from the Mishnah, which says now, lo. Lo olam, I'll say no. I will say that the Netina Bekli is the same thing as Kabbalah. Who cares whether one's done actively or one's not done actively? The idea is the item that's going to go in the Mizbeach is now collected into a Kli. Right? Lo. Lo olam, the dummy le Kabbalah, what's the big deal? Difference. Michte, Tervayek, which is Kliyu. Both of them are taking the item that's supposed to be done on the Mizbeach and having it placed in the Kli and having the Kli Makadish them so they can go on to the Mizbeach. Right? Michte, Tervayek, which is Kliyu. Mali Mela, Mali Kashakal Varami. Who cares if it's Mela or Kashakal Varami? So therefore, how does that disprove? It disproves because Rav Marvin tried to say that the scene of a Kli was not compared to gathering the blood, And why was it considered an avodah that can make pickle? It's because it's an avodah chashuva, because you can't do anything without it. So too, gathering the lavoda is an avodah chashuva, and therefore you can't do anything. It's avodah chashuva, and therefore has to be done by a kohen. The Mishnah says no. Don't go on to this avodah chashuva thing. The Gemara says the reason why nesina b'kli is puzzle and has pigle machshava in it is because it's comparable to collecting the blood in the kli. So this whole idea of avodah chashuva comes away, and therefore I don't have anything in the Mishnah to tell me that about gathering the lavona. So the Mishnah doesn't prove it. Rabbi Yirmiyah still says no. It's similar to halacha because you're making it closer in halacha than avodah, but don't prove it from the Mishnah. Okay. Okay, we do the Mishnah again. So now we have the Mishnah is talking about pigle, still on pigle. The Mishnah is talking about pigle, right. I had a conversation with Rabbi Dr. Bergman. Eric Bergman. He gives these shiurim in the. So we're talking on the train. So he says that he's giving a class in Penn about Dibur. Dibur and Shas. I told him I thought Dibur and Shas was the biggest. It's the biggest sugya in Shas. You have the Darim, you have Nazir, and all this hafla, and then there's Lashon Hara, and all these things have come with the mirror, the power of your speech. So I said, no, anyone doing that for Yom takes pickles, the biggest sugya, the biggest sugya in Shas. And he's like, ain't nothing on me. It's the biggest sugya in Shas. Okay. So, shachat shnei kvasim. So you shechted the shnei kvasim. The shnei kvasim are korban shlamim that are brought on atzeres. Rashi says, kifse atzeres. These are the kifse atzeres that bore on Shavuos. Diksev ushnei kvasim b'nei shana lezevach shlamim. For osam kvasim, matirim umekachim shnei alechem. Those are the kvasim, I guess, that are matir, I guess, the shnei alechem for the rest of the year, I guess. V'yafal gad azayin kvasim par ilim mishnayim mishnayim sar izin ksivi hasam v'farish par tukhela the ein alechem kodesh el b'shkut shnei kvasim shlamim hol v'huskuk imo tfuna. Even though there are other korbanos that are brought, it's these two kvasim that have the impact of shnei alechem because they're waved together with it. That's the Gemara that is going to be brought a little later on, all right, in the fifth parak. So I shechted one of the kvasim, which is a korban shlamim, that's waved together shnei alechem, right, and then rekadosh shnei alechem for the kohanim. And during the time of shechita, I had machshava leechol achas min acholos lemachar. So I shechted the kvasim. I think I shechted both kvasim with the machshava that one of the two breads, show breads, should be eaten chutz l'zmano, or Hikdir, another case, like we have a regular case, of Hikdir, Shnei Bezichim, Le'echol Echa Min Astarim L'machar. I had to the Shnei Bezichim Levona that are brought with the Lechem upon him, I brought them onto the Mizbeach with the Machshava to eat one of the rows of the showbread tomorrow, the wrong day. So I had Machshava only in part of the Karban. So Rav Yossi says, Oso HaChala, that Chala that you had the Machshava on Shavuos, Va'oso HaSeder, in that row of bread during the week, shechishev alav, that you had the machshava on it, is pigel. That it has impact on part of the korban. The chayav malav karis and your chayav karis. Vasheni, and the other one just becomes pasul ve'engel go karis because there's no machshava's pigel on it, but the other part of it became pigel, so it becomes pasul. Chachamim armi no zev v'zev pigel v'chayav v'karis. No, they're one intertwined part. If I have machshava on one bread or I have machshava on one row, that has impact on the other, and therefore, if I had machshava chutzas mano, it makes the whole thing pigel and chayav karis. Okay, Amar Rav Huna says, Omer Hari Ayah Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi would say, pigel b'yerok shal yamin lo nispaglal yerok shal smo, which is he says he looks at the korban as distinct parts. So if I have machshava specifically, let's say I'm shechting the korban al minas, right, that the right leg will be eaten chutz l'zmano, so only the right leg becomes pigle. The left leg does not become pigle. I don't look at the korban as one full unit, right? The Rashi says lav dafka lo nispaglal yerok shmo va'ochel in chayav karis. So therefore, if you would eat the other one, it's possible, but you would be chayav karis, right? My taima. What's the reason? So ibayis ema svara. Ibayis ema kra. I can tell you either it's a svara, I can tell you it's a pasuk. So I don't know if you have a pasuk, why do you need a, if you have a svara, why do you need a pasuk? That's what we say a lot. But it's going to be either.
I'm understanding your point. I mean, what? If he's pigle on one part of it, then he's pigle. He's still chayav karis.
Only if you eat that part.
If you eat that.
Right. Okay. If you eat, there's no chiyuv, and we had this conversation. The chiyuv karis by pigle is not in the machshava. The chiyuv karis is on eating something that becomes pigle.
Okay. So
That's what the Karis is. It's still usher to do that, but that the Karis is only on eating the part that's pigle. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, if I have Machsheva's pigle on one part of the animal, that pigle, that doesn't mean the other part of the animal is pigle. If I eat that other part, albeit it's puzzle, right? It's an Isser, but you don't get Karis. Okay. So Ibai's Ema Kra, Ibai's Ema Svara. Ibai's Ema Svara, Lo Adifa Machsheva Mi Maisa HaTuma. It should be no different than Tuma. What do you mean no different than Tuma? If I have two separate pieces of a carbon, and one piece becomes tame, the other piece doesn't become tame, only if they're connected, because it flows. But if they're separate, they're not. Right? He says, Lo Adifa Machsheva Mi Maisa HaTuma. She ilu itame chad aver. If one aver becomes tame, mi tame kula, does the whole aver become tame? Rashi says, he says clear, he says, ilu itame chad aver la'achar shehufrash min abasar. It has to be that that piece is already separated. Because if it's connected, then if I touch this part of the table, this will all come home. So I'll be like from kabal tuma, it disperses throughout. So it must be separated. And even, so it's no difference. Just like there, it's considered separate items. So too, by pigle, we'll consider it separate items. If there is a difference, because you can have the machshavas pigle. I guess, right, if you did the machshava during the shechita, at the time of the shechita, the legs are combined. They're still together.
Yeah.
They're all connected. So it's very different than the tumah case. It's like the tumah case when they're connected. And therefore, it should go to everything. Okay. Well, maybe...
I would be saying the same thing.
All right. Iba is a makra, or you can say it's a pasuk. The pasuk talks, but the pasuk by Pickle says, "V'hanefesh ha'ocheles mimenu avanot yisa." The nefesh that eats from part of it. Mimenu is always like not the whole thing. Mimenu v'lo mecheveru, only from it and not from its friend. Only from the part that's actually considered, that's actually the pickle machshavo had was about. Okay. So esve Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman then asks Rav Huna, because Rav Huna was the one. This goes on forever. I may stop here, but I'll okay. Yeah, this is going to continue on. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. We could say Karbanos this morning.